Greetings and blessings to all. Welcome to another Hour with an Angel with Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of the book, The Great Awakening. Joining her this evening is Steve Becko, founder of the website GoldenAgeOfGaia.com and author of Building Nova Gaia, Towards an Earth That Works for Everyone. I'm Jeffrey West, sitting in for Graham Duye this evening. I invite you to bring in Archangel Michael's blue flame of truth and peace as we welcome Michael back again this evening. Michael will be covering issues relating to vasanas and the constructed self. With that, I turn things over to you, Steve.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey, and welcome, Archangel Michael.
And welcome to each and every one of you. My beloved friends, I am Michael, Archangel of Peace, Warrior of Love, Bringer of News. And it is my joy, as always, to be here, and it is my joy to see so many of you lighting up with the blue flame of truth, igniting it within your heart, and allowing it to suffuse your mind, your will, your physicality, and your entire being. The topic that you have chosen, vasanas and the constructed self, is a topic whose time is due, which is why, of course, it is being brought forward, not only for the individuals, not only for each of you, my dear friends, but for the collective as well. For there are individual vasanas, but there are also vasanas of humanity. Triggers, belief systems, false grids that have translated into behaviors, actions, ways of being that are not only not of love, but that are of disillusion, that are not correct or have any place in reality, either individually or collectively. So it is a gift to each of your hearts, your minds, and your beings that we speak of this subject so that each of you may release and begin this process of release, of discovering and rediscovering the truth of who you are, which is not limited or delimited by history, by illusion, and by fear. So, my beloved friend Steve, where do you wish to begin today?
Well, Lord, I'm very excited about this discussion, and perhaps we could begin by your explaining to the listener what is meant by vasana, and then perhaps making the distinction between what you just called a vasana for an individual and a vasana for the human population or the world.
A vasana is a behavior, a belief, a reaction, never of love. Defensive, yes, but not of truth. That is, in general, and that is a difficult thing for an archangel to say, but in general that it is based in the history of the individual, in the history of their mind, of their psyche, of their conscious or subconscious or unconscious, or that has been carried forward, has a bleed through from another life, sometimes a life so long ago that it simply lives in the shadows of history. And for some of you even, those vasanas, those obstacles to who you really are not even based on your experience on earth but elsewhere. It would be incorrect for any of you to think or believe that a vasana is only an earth-based reality. You can carry it. In fact, many of you do carry vasanas from other worlds, particularly from the time of the intergalactic wars. It is a belief. And I suggest to you, it is a false belief. But it is one that you hold as true, consciously or unconsciously. Yes, what the channel refers to as false grids, it is the same thing that prevents you or encourages and supports you in behaving in a reactive rather than a proactive free will manner. Now you say to me, "Dear Michael, we have been talking about the blossoming of free will, about the alignment of individual choice decisions with the divine. And that is why I say to you this day is that this conversation is timely. Because what the vasana does is it acts as a preventer from truly aligning with what your heart and your real being, your soul self, desires. It divorces you from the truth of who you are. And so what you do is you fall into patterns of behavior and action, and in some realm of limited creation and co-creation that is reflective and reinforcing of that false belief, that hurt, that pain. Now, we are not talking or discussing about a minor injury. We are talking about an event or a situation that has been so pervasive or so painfully traumatic that it has resulted in you basically putting up a shield. And while you have believed it is a shield of protection, it is in fact a shield that separates you. And it separates you, my friends, not only from each other and from us, but from yourself. So vasanas are by their very nature tragic. Not sad, but tragic. So let us give you some examples so that each of you can relate to this. In a current life, it may be that you were raised in a very abusive, sexually, mentally, emotionally, physically, abusive environment. That you came into a family that did not love you or cherish you, nurture you, or even want you. Now, how this has translated is into an issue of that love is not real, or that somehow you are lacking, So then you become a person who is always trying to either prove themselves, to discover your self-worth, but more likely, what you do is you begin to defend yourself against situations that might be construed, that are supposed to be, in your idea, that are supposed to be loving, but that you know instinctively because of the vasana, that you know it will be painful. Perhaps you have had disability or great injury, physical pain. And so the belief emerges is that life is painful, that joy is evasive and perhaps not even possible, that hope is an illusion, that movement and creation of a different form of being in physicality is not possible. Perhaps you have been in a love relationship or relationships where your heart has been broken time after time after time. And my friends, that is even possible within the framework of one relationship. Because there are times when this belief, this vasana, comes to the fore and you say, well, love is not supposed to be sharing and joyful and mutual. Love is painful and hurtful and controlling and greedy. And so what you do is you develop defensive behaviors. Now, when we discuss this night, it is important, my friends, and in this case, my children, that you not be defensive, that you keep your heart wide open to not only hear what I say today, but also to receive what I give you this night. And that is the expansion of truth and the healing of love. Now, there are also situations, as we say, they may be in the shadows of history. Perhaps you have always been in a situation of authority. And so you carry the vasana of superiority that you think from an ego place that somehow you are in charge not only of yourself but of others and of the planet. You have seen in history how awry that can go. So these are beliefs and situations that you have carried forward as illusions, but illusions to protect yourself. But in fact, they do exactly the opposite. As we say, they separate you, they reinforce that feeling of separation, of lack of self-worth and self-love. And it always results in you feeling less than, even though the behavior and the reactive behavior becomes automatic and reinforced and reinforced until you think, well, that's just the way I am. Well, dear heart, it is not just the way you are. It is the illusion and the false illusion of who you think you are. but your heart knows the truth of your divinity, of your divine spark of one. So even when you are in, shall we say, the thick of a vasana, there is still this part of you, perhaps only wishing, I wish it could be different. And that is your heart, your soul, your universal self, beckoning to you to let go of this issue, of this barrier that has been created. Now, in terms of collective vasanas, there are some collective human collective vasanas that are also in the process of being addressed and removed, let go of. Such things, and you know that I am the Archangel of Peace, such as the collective belief in the essential rightness of war. There is a subtle belief that it is an good versus evil process to engage in war. There is a overriding sense of righteousness. And there is an overriding sense of must. And so it is what we would refer to as negative creation. And these are the kind of collective vasanas that have been very destructive and in fact have been the downfall of humanity and of the old third dimension. Fortunately, they are being eliminated. Another example of that would be the belief in the goodness of money. Now, this is a vasana of greed. It is a vasana that believes that somehow if you have wealth, that you are essentially favored and good, and that you are in a preferred position, not only vis-a-vis society, but vis-a-vis God, Source One, that he, she has smiled on you because you are in a position to create. But with that belief is also too often the collective belief that somehow the maintenance of wealth, which we would call greed, which we would call control, is somehow worthy. So that in your heart, in your mind, it justifies very abusive behavior. Now, it is not that there is any divine restriction on abundance. Let us be very clear about that. It is the birthright of all to be abundant in every meaning and sense of the word. But to believe that you have abundance and money in order to control is complete illusion, that somehow it will justify cruelty and abuse of power, and that somehow you are entitled to do that because it is necessary to preserve your favored position. And that is a collective belief, is incorrect. Now, these are being dissolved, destroyed, eliminated. But my sweet friends, as you have decided that you are powerful creators, as you have looked in the mirror and declared yourself, part of the elimination, in fact, a very large part of that elimination, is the work that you do. And is it possible for, as you are releasing of asana, whether it is current or ancient, and actually there are very few current vasanas that do not have reference points in other lifetimes. You are also have the capacity to remove it for the collective as well. Now, having said that, there are also vasanas that can be very positive. So let us return to this issue of abundance. And if you are of the belief that abundance is yours, and that there is no situation in which abundance is not yours, not from a place of control or greed, but as a knowing of a universal, infinite ability to simply access, then this is a positive use of a vasana. And so one of the things you are also doing in this process of elimination, there are situations where you will be transmuting your vasana into the, shall we say, the positive side of the scale. Each of you, unless you have reached the place of absolute clearing, of divine union, of what you think of as full ascension, have these issues called vasanas. But the key with vasana is not to hoard them as if they are the crown jewels, and never to harshly judge, but rather to acknowledge, and to acknowledge from the place of self-worth and self-love. And the acknowledgement that just perhaps what you are feeling, what you are thinking, this reactive behavior is not only not of truth, but it is not what you want. And it is barring you from truly entering into a place of love and joy with your sacred self, with each other, with your community, and with your planet. So it is the willingness to begin. Now, dear hearts, I know. You say to me, Michael, please. We have been clearing and clearing and clearing and adjusting and suffering through ascension symptoms and working with the collective and preparing for Nova Earth. And now you are saying to me, there is more? Dear heart, first of all, there is always more. But I do not mean that in what you would think of as a negative, defeatist way. There is always more joy, more love, more self-worth, more fulfillment, more creation for you to have, for you to enjoy, for you to embrace. Now, for especially for you who listen this night or thereafter, and who have been so diligent in your work, you are truly at a place of your core vasanas. And this is good news, because it is also a piece, a very significant piece, of the fulfillment of your ascension process. Now you say to me, well, can I not simply pop up into the fifth dimension, of which I am already having many experiences, and let me be there, because in that reality and dimension, there are no vasanas. There is a sense of grace and purity. I am sorry, dear hearts. It does not work that way. Many times, and many of us, have said part of your ascension is making peace with the third, with the old third, so that it can be completely eliminated and gone, not part of who you are. So this is the giant step. And this is part of going through the portal. And then you say to me, but Michael, can you not with Raphael or Saint Germain simply heal me of this burden? Well, the answer is yes. We can remove many false grids. And we can help to heal the vasanas. But you are spiritually and emotionally mature. And so it is a far better path, particularly for you, as way showers, as pillars, as gatekeepers, to do this with us. Will we be in full attendance? Yes. But it is you relinquishing the illusions that have bound you. You are rising like Prometheus, like the phoenix, releasing the cords and the illusions that have limited you. And you are, in so doing, you are declaring yourself as love and as worthy, and as not just accepting of joy, but joy itself. Now, is this a rapid process? Yes, it can be. But also know, let us speak about this, around the vasana, there have been many constructs, many layers that have been put in place by you, sweet angels, to support and defend yourself in what you have believed to be a dangerous place, a dangerous world. Yes, Gaia, who defends you, who feeds you, who protects you and houses you. You have believed on some level that this is a very dangerous place. So you have erected personas, behaviors. This is the reference to the constructed self. So rather than allowing your true self, your divine self, to shine through and to be the, can we say, the primary operator of your life, the primary motivator, creator of your life, what you have done in this self-defensive mechanism that you may not even be aware of, is you have erected these behaviors. And let us suggest you say to me, how do we know these behaviors? How do we recognize them? Well, I will tell you. They are never pretty. They are not loving. They are authoritarian. They are not of equality, unity, balance, connectedness. They are not of love. And so often, what we hear when we witness these types of behaviors or actions is you think that you are doing it because it is usually interactive, doing it for someone's own good, because they need to learn something, because you need to protect yourself, that they need to grow up and see the truth. All of these things are simply the faces that you have adopted so that you do not have to feel that pain, that suffering, and that original insecurity, that injury, that vasana. You do not need to do this. So part of this clearing is also a self-reflective examination of how you behave. Now, we have taken a great deal of time and airtime to speak of divine qualities. And certainly on our platform, we have given attention to this because it is important. It is who you are. and it is how you live in the higher dimensions, the different realms. So you begin to examine, what are these false grids or shields that I have erected? Now, what does this imply? What it implies, my dear friends, is community and unity. Because it is not only you doing your own internal work, clearing, letting go with us, but it is also you giving tacit and actual permission to each other in community and community of heart, of higher consciousness, of heart consciousness, to call each other on such falsehoods and to be able to say how you are speaking, behaving, reacting, and this is a key, reactive behavior, knee-jerk reactions, how you are reacting does not feel, does not reflect the essence of who you are. It does not reflect the love that I know you to be. So can we halt this? Can you go within and access the Vasana? Do you need help? And the willingness to truly be in heart-to-heart communication. Not from a place ever of judgment or criticism or punishment, but in a place of willingness to connect, communicate, and expand on a very different level. And I know it is not only part of the mother's plan that these vasanas be eliminated. It is part of your plan. It is part of what you have always wished for, desired, prayed for in this lifetime. It has been exceptional for each one of you. We have told you, you have come here in your mastery. Now, what does that mean? It means these little blips, because that's what it is. These little blips, these little blemishes, have need to be cleaned up. You have brought the fullness of your soul design, your talents, your abilities to this lifetime in physicality, in your expanded self. Now, in doing that, you also brought unresolved vasanas. Is this the end of the world? No. It is the beginning. And I know you are ready to address this. My friends, my brothers and sisters, I know your heart. And I know your willingness. I know your eagerness to go forward once and for all. Now, I have gone on and on I return this to you, dear Steve.
Well, you may have got on and on, Lord, but in fact you asked the questions I have on my sheet, which often happens. Let me just say that at 10 to the hour, so that's in 9 minutes, I'd like to ask you a few questions about the reevaluation and the Boston Marathon bombings. Now, do you have your Rolex on, or do you need me to come on and give you a reminder? That's a joke.
You will interject.
But what I'd like to ask you, I will interject. Okay, thank you. So you've answered such questions as how do we know that the Boston's gone off, and how do we know we're in the grip of a Vasna? But you know, what I notice about myself, when a Vasna goes off for me, it goes off initially, it erupts. I'm kind of crazy. But there's a gap of could be as much as a week before it really explodes, and I absolutely get it. Now, when I want to work with a Vasna, it doesn't work for me to project it onto another person. That just energizes it. But to be with it and experience it and let it fill me up and get the message of it, and then an insight arises and I see what it's all about. Can you talk a bit about the ways to work with Vasnas, the ways to eradicate them? Are there any ways to really clear ourselves of Vasnas as and when they go off?
Yes, and you are correct. Insofar as Vasanas are triggered, that is why we speak of reactive behavior. And you are quite correct as well. It is like a volcano that gives off a shoot of steam, warning everybody in the vicinity of the village, look out. And then it tends to simmer, and then it will explode, and heaven literally help anyone who is in the way of that explosion. And you have all witnessed this, not simply you, dear Steve, but there is a point at which you know that something, you may not know exactly what, but that a Vasana is being triggered, because the reaction, the defensive reaction, is so strong. And it is not simply started, shall we say, by someone who is an enemy, someone you disagree with. It can be your best and dearest friend, your partner, a situation on the planet. But you know, because not only is your heart hurting, but your stomach and your hara and even your root are churning. So it is this sense of unease, dis-ease. And that, of course, is the root. That is another discussion, but that is the root of so much physical dis-ease on your planet. It is unresolved vasanas. Now, you do not need to go into full eruption. If you can begin, as you have, to identify that it is a Vasana coming up and simply go quiet. That is the key. Go into your heart, anchor in the heart of the mother, anchor in the heart of Gaia, so that you feel literally stabilized, and examine. And nothing is too far-fetched. So often you tend to think as humans, that is my imagination. Well, in this type of situation, it isn't. It is information your body, mind, and soul, spirit are giving you so that you can let it go, so that you can place it within context and understand, why am I feeling this way? Because it is never comfortable. Never. And that is why so many people on your planet tend to say, oh, I am driven. Well, they are driven because they will not slow down and allow the vasana to come to the surface and release it, because it spells great relief. And that is how you know. You invoke, you call upon us, the divine qualities, the universal laws, which Sanat has talked about just last week. You may call upon the laws. You may call upon a friend, a human friend, to help you process, to talk it through, to allow the emotion, because this is about your mental, emotional bodies, to allow the fear, the anger, the pain to come to the surface so that it can be washed away. You can use Archangel Gabriel's rain of gold, my blue flame, Archangel Raphael's emerald flame, Saint Germain's violet flame. But the key is, in one way or another, is to torch it, to burn it, and to let it go until there, even the ashes are no longer. Because it does not belong within thee. It is not the truth of who you are.
Right. If I could intervene here, when we source a vasana, when we complete a vasana with a friend, then hopefully that friend can listen rather than advising or counseling or fixing us. That's most useful. And also, what often confuses me about whether a vasana has gone off or not is that often I think I'm standing on principle. You know, no, this is a principled stand. And of course it's not. Once I see the vasana behind it, once I become aware that it's simply a vasana going off, then the principled stand, you know, and I source the vasana, I get to the bottom of it, then the principled stand usually disappears. So now, it is 8:49, so perhaps we could switch over to two topics that I've been asked to ask you about, and maybe we could return to this discussion next week, because there's lots more to talk about, including
yes,
the derivation of the constructed self,
and allow
how to come out of the constructed self.
And allow them to think about what we have talked about. So, yes, now you may continue.
All right. Okay. Thank you. So I have four questions, and I'll mention them to you now, and you can answer them in the time remaining as you would like. One is, any progress report on the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar? The next one is, in the terms of the investigation of the Boston Marathon bombings, are the authorities zeroing in on the real suspects, or are they just choosing whomever they like and trying to make scapegoats and what have you? The next question is the landing gear that was found in New York a real thing, or is it a setup job? And finally, if you would address the question of demonizing Muslims for all of this, when it seems to me Muslims have nothing to do with it. Those are my four questions of you.
Let us begin with the last first, because we are talking about a very dark vasana. And it goes back to what I was saying, about this collective belief in the validity of war. War is not simply about soldiers and missiles and guns and airplanes. It is about hatred. And in what reality do any of you ever feel that hatred can be justified? It is the antithesis of the Mother, Father, One. It is the antithesis of love. And even if it was a conspiracy, and we are not suggesting that the Boston Marathon explosion was a conspiracy. Let us be very clear about that. It would still never justify
not a government
demonizing,
conspiracy,
as you have put it, of an entire population. That is the vasana that seeks to put you in the right. And as you have said, one of the key components of a vasana is that immediate reaction in thinking that you are right. And it is self-righteousness, and it is not acceptable in any realm. Now, the totality of the backstory of what has occurred with the Boston Marathon and that tragedy has not fully come to light. But we have been clear with you previously when we have said that this is a domestic, what you think of as domestic terrorism. That would be putting it on those who are Muslim. Would be like saying, well, their grandfather came from Germany 40 years ago, so they must be a Nazi. This is absurd. When people lose their way and believe that violence is an answer, it is an indicator, not only to you, but to all of us, of how awry things have gone. Now, we also encourage you. Yes, we are not Pollyannas, as you would put it, but we encourage you to look at the positive outcome of such violence. Because violence in your society, whether it is a war, man against women, rape, it has to cease. It cannot continue to exist. Now, the reevaluation of the dinar is related to all of this. It is not just a financial decision. It is a world coming together to halt economic war. And it is a world coming together to revalue. Now, we have said to you that currency would continue to exist for some time after the shift, a few years perhaps. But we never said that it would exist in the same way that is currently available to you. So this reevaluation is already underway. And we do not mean soon. We mean this quite literally. So for this rebalancing. It is a rebalancing of abundance for many. Yes, go ahead.
Lord, I'm not clear what you're saying right now. Sorry. You said it's not coming soon. Could you just clarify? I don't know now whether it is coming soon or it's coming sooner than sooner.
I was making a joke.
What?
Because when we say soon, you shake your head.
Oh, you were.
And your shoulders go down and you say, oh, no,
yeah.
Not another soon. So what I say to you is that it is already underway.
Not another soon. But you know that. Oh, okay, because you remember the jokes that Grenner made about the black limousines and, oh, my gosh, how much trouble we got in there.
You know so, that I do not.
So it's
and
already
not
underway.
Fit
okay,
to give
well, that,
date,
that's very good. What
but
about,
I tell you it is already underway. And there are
yes,
many
yes.
above and below that are involved
right,
in
that. What about the,
you have been right. interrupted.
What about the landing gear in New York? Was that a.
That is not real.
Excuse me?
That is not.
What about the landing gear in New York, Lord?
That
it is, not,
is real. Not real.
All right. Was it just an attempt to blame Muslims? Was it just an attempt to blame Muslims?
It is a distraction. It is an attempt to distract people from the real issues at hand. So there are many attempts to discredit and to, yes, to use the old vasana of blame, fault, guilt, shame. But understand, that is the vasana of the perpetrator, not the recipient of the behavior. So yes, there is a great deal of prejudice. And it has need to be let go of. Let love be the ruler of Gaia this day and always. Go in peace. Farewell.
Thank you, Lord. I look forward to continuing our discussion next week. Farewell.